We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Turning to you to help me in my argument with a friend over here. What would you say to this person who is saying that? And I said I would start by telling them their entire premise is false, just untrue. The idea that vaccinated people are just as likely to catch this COVID virus as unvaccinated people at this point, it's just not true. It's just not true. So your entire argument is based on a lie. The CDC just announced yesterday that unvaccinated people are nearly five times more likely to be infected with COVID than vaccinated people, and nearly 29 times more likely to be hospitalized than fully vaccinated people. So the entire premise of that person's argument is rooted in an untruth. You know, the reality is that if you have a stadium or arena filled with nothing but vaccinated people, the virus is going to have very few places to go. It will not spread in any sort of meaningful way. That is what all of the data shows us right now. But if you've got a stadium filled with unvaccinated people, or some vaccinated, some unvaccinated, well, then the virus has more places to go more easily. And that's how you increase community spread as opposed to decrease community spread. And that's when people get super sick. And yes, as we've seen one story after another in the past week, that's how people start to die at rates that nobody should be comfortable with. So it's why I will continue to push for vaccine requirements at football games, basketball games, concerts, college campuses. It works on two levels. It does create a more safe environment. Anybody telling you otherwise is lying to you. Perhaps they don't know they're lying to you, but they are. Anybody telling you anything other than that is lying to you. So it works on that level. It creates a safer environment. And B, it also provides encouragement for people who are not yet vaccinated to get vaccinated. Because maybe you don't want to get the shots just because it's the smart and responsible and safe thing to do. But will you get it because you want to go to a football game? Because you want to be able to go to a concert? Because you want to be able to attend this university? Because you want to be able to fly this airline? If it pushes even one person the proper direction as encouragement to do this, then it's a policy well implemented. So I don't know if we'll have this at the Liberty Bowl or FedEx Forum, but I'll keep hoping that we do when it's time to do it, whether it's football games, basketball games, concerts, or anything else. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk, 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Hey, Mid-South, are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
We're ready, Randy, with the best ride you'll ever drive. 2021 Kia Forte LXS. We Gossett at $249 a month. 2022 Kia Soul GT. It's ready to ride at $305 a month.
And Jeff Allen, I hear you've got American-made 2022 Kia K5. Now $379 a month. And every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horton Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
You heard the man, Jeff Allen. Don't miss the trade-up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
All $29.99 due at signing, all 72 months at 2.9 APR sold. N715-1544 MSRP 24200, K5NG103647 MSRP 28985, Forte LXS MSRP 20590, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 831 2021.
dealer stock only.
Score major payday with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. This is Jeffrey Wright, and you can register using the code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Braves or the Giants, and if either team hits a home run, you'll win. Whether you're raising the stakes on baseball or wagering on your favorite soccer team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy the innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Braves or the Giants and either team hits a home run. It's only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Tom Segura, I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour.
The first time I ever had somebody bully one of my kids, I didn't respond well. My older son walks up to a playground set, and an older kid, meaning four, goes, "You can't play with that. That's mine." And I go, "I'll kick your chest through your back."
Saturday, April 9th, Horseshoe Casino Tunica. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets.
Must be 21 and older to attend events or gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Vodka, it's a premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you could drink it straight. And I promise it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka, it is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these summer months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list of flavored vodkas is long. If you don't see the flavor that you desire in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can. And remember, New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label on it. Next time you are in a restaurant, a bar, or a liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, Gary, and you?
I'm great. Imani Bates is listed in the University of Memphis White Pages. What do you make of that development?
You know what? I think it's likely he's going to come to the University of Memphis unless his father is so mad that people have discovered that he's in the White Pages that he decides to go somewhere else. I mean, I wrote a column about it. It's up at the Daily Memphian. The whole thing's crazy, of course, but it's great fun. And anyone who thinks this stuff is going to be kept secret is like out of their minds. The idea that Jason is getting, and I don't honestly think, like I actually took a nap this afternoon and someone DM'd me and said, like before Jason had tweeted it, said, he's in the White Pages. Like everyone's looking for this stuff all the time. So Jason tweeted that he's in the White Pages, And sure enough, he's in the White Pages. Just like 2 days ago, the CA did a story on that he has a email address, because he had an email address. And everyone's looking for clues all the time because people are passionate and they care deeply about this. And of course they do. And it's a little silly and it's a little over the top, but it suggests that Monty Bates will almost certainly be coming to Memphis, and that's good. And I think the only issue here is, obviously, his father thinks he can control this. He was mad, as best we can tell, not even that someone – I mean, everyone has been sort of predicting where he's going to go, what his announcement. He was mad that someone had leaked the day when he'd make the announcement. Well, with all due respect – like, who cares? You know? I mean, there's a who cares. You can't – I guess people are under the illusion they can control this, and they can't.
I get mad when my four-year-old steals my AirPods and loses them because that's like $200 down the drain.
Like, understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah,
not like, sure what that has to do with this, but absolutely. Understandable. Yep.
I'm just saying it's weird to me to be mad because your son's – announcement date got leaked. Like, this dude Elgin Bates was like legitimately furious and like eliminating people from his life and just it, like I say this as nicely and as gently as I can say it, it is a weird reaction. And I'm not saying a reason you want to avoid this Imani Bates situation. You don't want to avoid that. Bring Imani, bring Elgin, deal with everything that comes with it. He's a generational talent. I want him in a Tiger uniform. But the dad seems a little, I don't know. Let's just keep
it. That's the thing. He didn't leak the actual substance of the announcement, which, by the way, everyone thinks they know anyway. But it's not like someone said, I know for a fact Imani Bates is going to Memphis. Breaking news, Imani Bates to Memphis. Like, you can argue, which is what happens in most recruitments, by the way, right? Like, we knew it with Dern that he was going to Memphis before he said it. But still, there's the suspense. If you had broken that, you're like, oh, come on, let the kid say it first, right? That's like the substance of the thing someone broke. And if you subscribe to the theory that the kid should get to say the words Memphis, the word Memphis, before anyone else knows, that's fine. I think it's overrated, but whatever. This wasn't even that. This was someone else broke, leaked, when the announcement would be made when he would say the word Memphis. Like, that's – by the way, he's going to make his announcement Wednesday at 5, and he's like, I'm going to cut someone. Like, what is that all about? It's clear it's over the top. But as you point out, and I do think this is significant – everything you read about the kid himself suggests that, you know, he's a pretty good team player and he's, you know, obviously he's worth it. Of course he's worth it. Lots of crazy fathers. You know, you think, would you like LaMelo Ball on your team, your NBA team? Of course you would. So, yeah, like the father may be a little over the top and it's probably a difficult position to be in to be that father. Like, you don't, there's no way to rehearse it or practice it and whatever else. But it seems a little nutty to put it off because people knew it was happening today. What, you're going to surprise them with it at 5 o'clock? I don't understand what it's supposed to look like, you know?
Yeah. And it's wild to me that some – because I looked at Jason Smith's mentions and John Martin's mentions, and it is crazy to me that anybody, Memphis fans included, think that anybody is obligated to not share public information. Like – Or private information, if you've got it confirmed. But, like, this is literally anybody can go to the University of Memphis website and type in Bates and watch that name pop up. Like, the idea that, okay, this is out there for anybody to see, but I'm not going to share it because we need to wait on Imani's father's timeline. I'm not going to share it because a 17-year-old's father might get mad. Like, that's just Looney Tunes. I don't even know how you could feel comfortable expressing such a silly opinion.
Well, if you want to, as a Memphis fan, say, boy, father's a little bit over the top. He clearly, like, cuts people out of his life, sure, and I really want him to come. I sure wish everyone would lay off. If it makes you nervous because that stuff is getting surfaced, I get that. You know, I mean, the father's proven to be a little bit hair trigger when it comes to his reaction to secrets being leaked. So I understand if you're a Memphis fan being nervous about it. I don't really understand thinking that there's something, thinking that Jason shouldn't have done that. You know, I don't really, knowing what Jason's job is, I don't really understand. And here's the other truth. This stuff's just flying around everywhere. Like I said, like, Jason is the person who first, as far as I can tell, and I don't even know if this is true, who first tweeted out that he is a he's in the white pages. But everyone was looking, you know. Everyone, we know that trick now. Everyone knows that you can go look up, just like everybody knows you can go look up the email address. Like, I saw someone saying that when the CA reported the story about the email address, they didn't put the actual email address in, and I guess they didn't. I don't really know. Because I had seen the email address so many times, it never even, like, crossed my mind. The email address, you can just look it up. Any of us can look up his email address. And I also, like, so I just don't, I understand that the information, it's possible that the University of Memphis shouldn't make people's information public, I suppose, right? But, like, they do. You know, maybe it's possible that you shouldn't be able to look up how much I paid for my house, but you can. Anyone can right now. It's about $290,000. That's what I paid for my house. But you, I hope it's worth more now. But you can look it up. Like, it's not a big secret. Whatever. So you can look up a lot of stuff. And so I don't really understand what the outrage is today about any of this. But I do hope, as someone who covers the University of Memphis, that Elgin Bates understands that all of this excitement down here is just evidence of the passion that the fan base has for basketball, and that people will still be excited if and when he announces that he's coming to Memphis, and also if and when he puts on the uniform and at Memphis Madness and every other time he dunks the ball. Like, there's a lot of excitement. There's more excitement where that came from.
I got an idea. If you don't want your announcement ruined, maybe make an announcement before you start showing up in an online directory at the University of Memphis.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, make the announcement. Make the announcement before you show up in the directory. Like, why couldn't you have made the announcement Monday?
Or
before you're in the directory. Or last week.
Or last month. I had a coach on July 15th in the lobby of the Marriott tell me, everything I hear is Amani Bates is going to Memphis. So since at least July 15th, the understanding in basketball circles is that Amani Bates is going to Memphis. They've known they were probably headed this direction for a long time. There's no rule that says you have to announce when you're going to announce something. Like, you could set it up privately with SportsCenter or CBS Sports HQ, or just you're going to announce it yourself on Twitter, Instagram.
You can just announce it on Twitter anytime. You don't have
anytime.
To announce you can announce something. Yeah, just announce it. Take us all by surprise.
Yeah, you could have just like popped up on Sunday night at 9 o'clock and been like, hey, I'm going live in 5 minutes. And then you go live in 5 minutes and you say, I'd like to announce I'm taking my talents to the University of Memphis. I look forward to learning from Penny Hardaway and Larry Brown and Cody Topper, Rasheed Wallace, blah, 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 blah. And boom, you got to make your announcement on your own terms. But, like, when you start announcing, I'm going to make an announcement, but now that announcement is delayed, and, oh, in the meantime, I just showed up in the white pages at the University of Memphis, like, that's a little bit on you. Plan better next time, Elgin Bates, if you actually want to control all this stuff. But nobody is obligated to keep your secrets on your timeline. That's just a silly perspective.
It's a lot like saying that, in fact, it's a little bit like the whole Woj thing with the draft. Like, he's kind of ruined the NBA draft, right? We knew it was going to be Zaire Williams probably 5 minutes before the name Zaire Williams was read out. And I guess that's the way of the world. People report stuff, you know, and you can't be mad at Woj for ruining the draft. He's doing his job.
I got caught up in one of these several years ago. It was Malik Newman, who was a McDonald's All-American out of the state of Mississippi. And he was, like, scheduled to make an announcement, let's say, on Thursday. And it was Tuesday night. You know, the dates I'm throwing out now might not be accurate,
right,
but the point's the same. So he's scheduled to make an announcement on a Thursday. It's Tuesday night. And he was down to, let's say, four schools. I don't even remember what they were, but let's just say it was Mississippi State, Kansas, Kentucky – and I don't know, Louisville. And he was supposed to have in-home visits, like last day in-home visits with all of those schools on Wednesday. And so everybody knew this. Like, Kansas is expected to be in Malik Newman's house tomorrow, and so is Kentucky, and so is Louisville, and so is Mississippi State. But he canceled all of the in-home visits with everybody except Mississippi State. So he canceled on Kansas, canceled on Kentucky, canceled on Louisville. And on that Tuesday night, I get a call from a coach at one of those schools. And he says, hey, listen, I know that, you know, you've been tweeting about this. First, want to let you know, he just canceled our in-home. We're not going. And I was just told that nobody else is going either except Mississippi State. So he's going to Mississippi State. He is can't. And I'm like, are you being like for real? He's like, I'm pissed because we've got a plane lined up for in the morning. And, you know, we were scheduled to be there. And now everything's canceled. I don't mind not getting the young man, but having it done like this at the last minute. Like, don't tell us to come to Mississippi. You think I want to be in Jackson, Mississippi tomorrow? Don't tell us to come to Jackson, Mississippi and then cancel on us at the last minute. So I'm just telling you, you can do with it what you want. But Malik Newman is going to Mississippi State. It is done. I said, okay. So I tweeted, Malik Newman is expected to announce on Thursday that he will commit to Mississippi State. And I got a little backlash on that. Not significant that I remember, but some like, hey, can't you let the young man have his moment? And my response was, it's not my responsibility to let anybody have any moment. Like, in at that time, my job was largely to get college basketball news that is significant as often as I could. And that was a significant one. And I had it. And it was right. And I never even considered apologizing for that. I actually thought it was weird that people thought I shouldn't break that story if I have that story. And yet, in recruiting circles, we have somehow convinced, or at least some people have convinced themselves, that everybody deserves to make their announcement known on their own terms. And that's just baloney to me. I don't agree with it. I don't believe it. And, you know, I could report right now that, you know, Imani Bates will announce on Friday night that he's committing to the University of Memphis. And I'm sure there would be some backlash there. But keep in mind, I promise you, I'm not doing it to avoid the backlash. The reality of this situation now is, if you report that he's committing to Memphis, everybody already knows it, so you're not getting any credit for that. And then if he does change his mind for some reason, or more likely his father changes his mind for some reason, then you're the person who got it wrong. So at this point, just sit it out. But if somebody else wanted to report that Imani Bates is committing on Friday night to the University of Memphis, I would retweet it because it would be
I just don't understand how any of these announcements work. Like, if you're announcing a Supreme Court justice, we know that in advance. If you're announcing who the vice presidential candidate is, we know who that in advance. People report it. If we're announcing who the next coaching hire will be, people report it. Like, people report all that stuff. Like, and so this idea that a 17-year-old kid needs his moment when every other 17-year-old kid is going to college and here's their moment. Hey, Dad, I've decided to go to Memphis. Oh, good, son. Great. Like, why do they freaking need moments? These are kids. I'll tell you something. Imani Bates has had a lot of moments. At age 15, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's a pretty good moment. He's going to have a lot more moments. His name's going to be called, maybe number one pick in the NBA draft. Well, the number one pick in the NBA draft selects Imani Bates. That's going to be a good moment. Like, the one thing Imani Bates doesn't actually need much of is more moments, you know? He's going to have lots of moments, and I'm not really worried about his moments. This is not something at all that I'm particularly concerned about. I hope he comes to Memphis. You know, you can sit back and just sort of say, isn't it nice that we have something that's this silly to talk about? It sure beats the days. What was that 7-footer from Arkansas? The shooter who's going to come under Tubby? That guy, what was his name?
Connor Vanover.
It certainly beats the Connor Vanover era, doesn't it, now?
I was the one mocking those stories.
No, I'm not. I know. Yes, it is.
People
sure
be like, ooh, Memphis is considered the leader for Connor Vanover. I'm like, are you out of your, like, do you hear what you just said? Like, what?
Yeah, Then we have to look up. Then what we were looking up secretly, deeply, was who the hell is Connor Vanover? Like, it's a, it, this beats the hell out of that. There's no question about that. So no one was checking Connor Vanover's Instagram account at the time.
Okay, so I got a question from Jonathan.
Yeah.
Now we're just talking about journalism, reporting, and where do you draw the line? He says, what about a death? Somebody dies, significant person. You know it. You've got it confirmed. Are you comfortable reporting it before the family's even been told?
Oh, before the family's been told? No, not in, it depends on how significant it is. If the president were killed and I knew it and Jill had not been told, I would report it, right? Yes, then I would. But if it's someone just, no, then I wouldn't. I think it's appropriate, depending on the level, the size of the news, to wait until the family has been told about a death. If JFK shot and whatever, would I report that? Would I wait till till Robert's told? No, you just you report it.
Maybe Jonathan meant more along these lines. Would you report it before the family has a chance to announce it? I think the answer to that is happens all the time.
I don't care. In fact, the usual circumstance, I mean, sadly, we just had the situation with Ann Bartow, is you usually in a situation with this, you hear it, and then, but you just sort of hear it, which is what happened to me, heard Ann Bartow died. And so then it's, you want to confirm it with the family, right? Because you don't want to, under any circumstances, report that someone's dead who's not. And so so you like to confirm it with the family, absolutely. But no, the family has no, maybe people think this is callous, but the family has no particular right to announce the death of someone. If it's a public figure in any stretch, whatever else, you announce it as soon as it's confirmed. I do think the trickier thing is if the family doesn't know, and then you can hold off, I think, depending on the significance of the newsmaker who died.
Yeah, we went through this a few months ago with Terrence Clark, the Kentucky basketball player. Like, before I was comfortable tweeting, because I'd heard he died in car wreck, I had it. If it was Terrence Clark had signed with the agent, I would have felt very comfortable reporting it. I had it that strongly. But I was like, I just don't want to be out there with this. I don't want to do anything that somebody was something this significant. I don't want to do anything that somebody would interpret as being out of line.
You don't want to be unseemly rushing to look like you're rushing to be first with something at the expense of people's decorum and people's feelings and whatever else around a death. I fully agree with that. You, of course, are more careful about it. So what'd you do?
I just waited for an official tweet from like a law enforcement official or the University of Kentucky, or I can't remember exactly the way it went down. I think it might have – I waited for Kentucky to announce it just because – what do you gain from that?
Right.
And
who reported Kobe's death?
TMZ.
I
can't remember, but I feel like I believe that there were a lot of people who didn't know who were close to Kobe before TMZ reported it. Like, there are people who are close, very close to Kobe, who found out Kobe was dead from TMZ. And I don't blame TMZ. TMZ got it right. Kobe Bryant.
They knew 100% that Kobe Bryant was dead. And what if you knew, if you're TMZ and you knew that Kobe Bryant was dead, but Vanessa did not yet know?
Oh boy.
What's the right answer? And is it different if you're TMZ than if you're the New York Times?
I don't know that it's any, the TMZ and New York Times are very different things. I don't know that they should be held to a different standard when it comes to deaths.
Right.
And man, I might lean on, we have this.
I think you just report it. It's Kobe Bryant.
I think you just report it, and you don't worry about much else. Although I will tell you, there's a young woman who works with us at CBS Sports who used to work at TMZ,
mm-hmm.
and she said it's remarkable to be in that newsroom because they have basically on payroll, somebody at every hospital, major hospital in LA and New York. They have somebody in law enforcement in LA. Yeah, so it's like, and they
someone
they
on payroll who isn't supposed to be on payroll.
Oh
basically.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
they're that, paying that, someone who has access to the records who shouldn't have. Yeah. Wow.
So the way that works is there's a helicopter crash in Calabasas, and the first responders show up, and you know then they make the call. We need an ambulance. We need this fire truck. We need this, that, that. And somebody who's on that call is on TMZ's payroll. And so when they get there, and it's clearly it's Kobe Bryant, they let TMZ know, Kobe Bryant's dead. I'm looking at him right now. That's the way that stuff works. It's wild. That's why, like, if you're a
well, that's unseemly. Like, you're not supposed to pay people, you know.
Right. Right.
You're not. That's unseemly.
Right.
Particularly, you're not supposed to pay people to – yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, but that's the way that works. That's how they know Prince is dead before.
Right.
Like they break a
they
lot.
They broke Prince too.
They broke Prince. They broke Kobe Bryant. They broke, I believe, Michael Jackson. The way they break a lot of those, they break a lot of deaths is because they have, at best, relationships. At worst, deals in place to confirm that very. Very quickly. It's why if you're an actor or an athlete and you get arrested in LA, there is a 0% chance that it's not going to be on TMZ very quickly. Because it's not TMZ. You know, I remember there used to be people at the commercial appeal. They would just go through the arrest records every night to see if anybody's name popped up. That's not even what they have to do. If somebody significant gets arrested, the phone call comes to TMZ, which is just sort of a wild thing to think about.
Think Jason could get a job at TMZ?
It sounds like it. Sounds like it. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Might as well be, you know.
Oh, and Elgin Bates going to be furious with Jason Smith.
He's going to be so mad at Jason Smith.
It is a
he's going to be cut out. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be cut out. It's over.
He's going to be cut out. Yep.
I can't imagine waking up on a Wednesday and being that mad because somebody tweeted that my son might.
But today is the day when my son might be announced. Right. I mean, you're going to have to tell people sooner or later, you know.
What a weird deal. If it, you know, it'll be fun though. If he doesn't pick Memphis, we can blame it on Jason and John. That'll be hilarious.
Oh no, don't do that. Because I've been as someone who's been blamed for forever for a certain basketball coach not coming to Memphis. I don't wish that on anybody. You were blamed for an NCAA loss. You more than me even were blamed for an NCAA loss when you made Chris Massey feel bad about himself. And so I am not going to do that to Jason Smith under any circumstance.
If not for Jeff Calkins, Jason Smith, and John Martin, we could have Scott Drew and Monty Bates.
Exactly right.
Look what you guys have done to our basketball program.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I'll resist that.
I don't want Monty Bates to go to Oregon or Michigan State or the G League, but if he does, I'm blaming Jason and John just because it'll make for good radio.
Don't even joke about that. Do not even joke about it.
No, I want.
People are going to do that. Yes.
No, I want my. I am joking. I want my my opinion on the record and clear. Jason and John didn't do anything wrong. They relayed public information. If you think they're wrong to relay public information, you are out of your mind. And if you think they shouldn't because a 17-year-old's father might be upset, then the 17-year-old's father is out of his mind. That's where we're at on this. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Like I Jeff tweeted earlier, because people get all wild about, but is it okay to publish his email address? His email address is public. Like, nobody had to dig around to find this. It's not like somebody relayed his checking account number or his, whatever. It's not like somebody shared private. His email address is publicly known. You don't have to be a reporter to see it. You could, my wife could look it up right now. Like, what? You know, Jeff pointed out on Twitter, like, they used to throw entire phone books with everybody's phone number right into your driveway.
Man, I'm glad they don't do that anymore.
Just because I'm tired of throwing it away.
How many years did we? Yeah, exactly. We had those things for so, like, we didn't use those forever. Like, I know that they're obsolete now, but, like, it feels like that we got those for years and never used them.
There's a guy who calls me about, feels like once a month,
mm-hmm.
and he leaves me a voicemail, and he's like, hey, I'm so-and-so, I buy houses, really interested in buying your house. I found your number on the internet. Now, I don't know how he found my number on the internet.
Mm-hmm. But, I get those stupid calls, too.
But apparently my number is on the internet somewhere because this guy found it. And I'm not mad at him for finding it. I don't take his calls because I'm not interested in selling my home. So it would just be a waste of both of our times to even spend 3 minutes on that conversation. But I'm not mad at him for finding my number and then using it. If my number is on the internet somewhere, then I imagine I could get a phone call from anybody. Please, God, don't start looking at my phone number and calling me.
I'm looking right now, actually.
Now, people can call me. I keep my phone on silent, and I do not answer if your name's not in my phone. So I just – you'll never get me to answer.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to pick up the phone and go, how dare you call my number that you found on the internet? Like, it's if my number's publicly available, then I guess I can't get too mad for a home purchaser for using it. And this is obviously different, but similar. It's public information. Imani Bates is on the white pages at the University of Memphis. Imani Bates has an email address at the University of Memphis. Anybody, a reporter or an accountant or an attorney or a contractor could look it up right now. Anybody can look it up right now. Anybody can share it right now. If you don't want people doing things like this in advance of your college announcement, then what you should do, see if you can follow me here, is announce your college decision before you show up in a directory at the University of Memphis. Don't forget, former MMA champion Tyron Woodley enters the boxing ring this Sunday. He's going to be taking on YouTuber Turnboxer Jake Paul, and FanDuel Sportsbook has given new customers exclusive 30-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right, now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on a $5 bet. It's a deal too good to pass up. FanDuel is always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. It's why they're America's number one sportsbook. So don't miss out on your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet on either fighter to win this weekend. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Odds boost available for new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. $10 first deposit required. Max bonus $150. Risk-free bet refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms for both offers at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
The day will be Friday, location TBA.
Imani Bates is coming to 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Mid-South, the time is now to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. You want to ride with 41 MPG highway? We Gossett 2021 Kia Rio, $249 a month. You want 0% at $282 a month? We Gossett with 2021 Kia Forte. And all-weather rugged 2022 Kia Seltos, $332 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio ME 418 570 60 at 0.9% APR. MSRP 172. Forte ME 393 458 60 at 0%. MSRP 19940. Seltos N 724-9948 66 at 1.9%. MSRP 23910. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Pizza night's the best night of the week, but adding Papa John's new Parmesan-crusted papadilla for yourself makes it even better. The kids get slices, and you get a crispy Parmesan-covered flatbread. It's like a toasty cheese fireworks show in your mouth. Woo! And the grand finale? The meat and melty cheese folded inside. Get a new Parmesan-crusted papadilla just for you for only $7. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discount fees and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
The Delfield Company, a well-built brand, is growing. Delfield is currently hiring a maintenance team lead, production team leads called VSLs, machine operators, forklift drivers, assemblers, refrigeration techs, and mechanical engineers. When you join our team, you'll have competitive wages, full medical, dental, and vision benefits, 401k with company match, paid vacation, holidays, tuition reimbursement, and career growth opportunities. Come be part of an industry that touches every life. Apply at careers.wellbuilt.com. That's careers at WELBIO. LT.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Fast,
like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage. Oh.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going heavy, heavy.
Check. Put some respect on my check.
We got a couple of confirmations on who will be week one starters at quarterback for multiple NFL franchises today. In Denver, Teddy Bridgewater has been named your week one starter. And in Jacksonville, it is the number one pick of the 2021 NFL draft, Trevor Lawrence. Big Bet Bennett, either one of those surprise you?
No, the Denver one I think was the one that maybe surprised some people. But the thing is like when they went out and got Teddy Bridgewater, it seemed like the writing was kind of on the wall for Drew Lock, whose career hasn't been great so far, and he's had opportunities. So that one, and that's a team that thinks they can win right now. So that one makes sense. And then Trevor Lawrence, like, come on, man, it's the number one pick. You have to start him.
In the alternative is Gardner Minshew. Like, what are we doing?
I think they'll trade him.
Boy, it's going to be an up and down season for Trevor Lawrence, though.
Yeah, I watched him on Monday. It's going to be bad there. It's going to be bad there.
Through two preseason games, he's being pressured on 37% of his dropbacks. He's been sacked three times, 20-32 for 184 yards in two preseason games. So he's been closer to good than great, but that probably says more about what's around him than him. But he's probably going to have ups and downs, like most rookies, and likely more downs than ups. In Denver, Drew Lock was a second-round pick 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to already lose your starting job to a guy who was 4-11 as a starter last year in Carolina, Like, that's not great. It doesn't mean that Teddy Bridgewater shouldn't be the quarterback. Like, I think he probably does give them a better opportunity to win in week one, week two, week three than Drew Lock. But what does that say about Drew Lock? That you were a second-round pick 2 years ago, you've already lost your starting job to a guy who was 4-11 as a starter last season. That's not ideal. But there's a whole bunch of metrics that suggest Drew Lock was a bottom five quarterback in the NFL last season. So, like you said, that's why they go out and get Teddy Bridgewater, and now it's official. Teddy Bridgewater, the starter in Denver, and Trevor Lawrence, starter in Jacksonville. And now we're still waiting for multiple other places to announce a starting quarterback, most notably perhaps New Orleans, although after what happened on Monday night, basically everybody assumes Jameis Winston will be your week one starter, but Sean Payton has declined to make that official as of this moment. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Memphis's football station is 92.9 FM ESPN. The SEC and the Vols, the NFL and the Cowboys. Your home for fall football in Memphis is 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station. Alexa, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Going to work every day? Hard. Choosing a radio station to get you through the day? Easy. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hey, Mid-South, are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
We're ready, Randy, with the best ride you'll ever drive. 2021 Kia Forte LXS. We Gossett at $249 a month. 2022 Kia Soul GT. It's ready to ride at $305 a month.
And Jeff Allen, I hear you've got American-made 2022 Kia K5. Now $379 a month, and every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
You heard the man, Jeff Allen. Don't miss the trade-up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
All $29.99 due at signing, all 72 months at 2.9 APR sold. N715-1544 MSRP 24200, K5NG 103647 MSRP 28985, Forte LXS MSRP 20,590, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
Springfield live.
I wish that I had 17
top 40 hits. Celebrating 40 years of working class dog. Saturday, September 4th, Fitz Casino and Hotel. Tickets start at $45 at Ticketmaster.com. Rick Springfield, live in concert.
You must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
You can have your prescriptions brought to your door with free 1 to 2 day delivery from your local CVS, or get same day delivery, or just swing by and pick them up on the way home from the doctor, because that ear infection can't wait. While you're here, get your questions answered and put your mind at ease, because there are still some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. That's healthier made easier from CVS. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com/delivery for details.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt, or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
Former MMA champion Tyron Woodley enters the boxing ring this Sunday to take on YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul. And FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers exclusive 30-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right. Now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. It's a deal too good to pass up. FanDuel is always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. That's why they're America's number one sportsbook. So don't miss out on your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet on either fighter to win this weekend. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Odds boost available for new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. $10 first deposit required. Max bonus $150. Risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms for both offers at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Got my hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish.
Cooper Systems over the Memorial Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. You can reach them at 360-9679. That's 901-360-9679. When you get them on the phone, what you're going to want to do is tell them what it is you're going to do with a computer. Like, are you a gamer? Because that's an expensive computer. But if you're just somebody who messes around on YouTube and emails and spreads bad information on Facebook, you don't need to go spend $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 on a computer. You can get a computer to do those things for a few $100. Save the rest of your money and spend it on something else, like Memphis Barbecue Company or New Amsterdam Vodka. Cooper Systems, they got high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebook, tablets, whatever you want, they're going to have it for you, or they can get it for you, or they can build it for you. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the latest with Imani Bates. His decision was expected to be at some point after 5 o'clock today. That was the report yesterday from Travis Branham at 247 Sports. But Elgin Bates woke up this morning. He was big mad, decided we ain't announced nothing today, and then subsequently announced that they're going to announce something on Friday. In the meantime, Imani Bates showing up in the white pages in the University of Memphis directory. That is publicly known, and so we'll see where this all goes. But barring some sort of change of plans or surprise, we should expect Imani Bates to commit to Memphis on Friday night.
What's the biggest game tonight?
You know what? Baseball's awesome right now. Like, I had so much fun.
Last night was awesome.
Yeah, the Mets just got drilled by the Giants.
I'm sorry.
But tonight's another night.
But, that Yankees game last night, awesome.
Yankees.
11 straight?
Yeah, the Yankees have now won 11 straight games. And then you get a big-time series, Dodgers-Padres. You know, the Padres are now out of the playoff picture. If the playoffs started today, they would not be in it. They've really been struggling. I think they're 2-10 in their past 12 games, and now tonight they got to face Walker Buehler, so good luck with that. But I think the game of the night is probably the Angels and the Orioles. Why? Because Shohei Ohtani's pitching. He's 8-1 with a 2.79 ERA. And he has not allowed more than 2 earned runs in 6 consecutive starts. So he has been...
Probably won't have a problem tonight.
Well, the Angels are minus 210 on the money line. The total is 9. He's been excellent all year, but especially over these last 6 starts. So if you want to see Shohei Ohtani, tonight's a good night to do it because he's pitching on the East Coast. 6:05 first pitch. You can watch it with the MLB subscription.
What should I watch on TV?
Do you ever watch American Horror Story?
I used to. I quit keeping up with it. It got a little silly there in the middle, and I just kind of gave up. But, yeah, I watched it for a little while.
I've never watched any of them, but I gather, people like them?
So I think that they've got, I think they've probably got like six or seven seasons. Some of them are good and some of them are not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but like the first couple were good.
I'll have you know that tonight is the start of season 10.
Okay.
Season, I believe it's season 10, and you get something called American Horror Story Double Feature. I don't really know what this means, but season 1, episode 1, titled Cape Fear, comes on tonight, FX. That's at 9 o'clock, and then episode 2 will follow it at 10 o'clock. So if you want to watch roughly 2 hours of American Horror Story tonight, boy, you are in luck, because you're going to have 2 hours debuting tonight on FX. The description, by the way, is this. A struggling writer, his pregnant wife, and their daughter move to an isolated beach town for the winter. Once they're settled in, the town's true residents begin to make themselves known. Ooh, sounds horrifying.
Are you seeing this news?
I haven't seen anything.
Imani Bates has committed to the University of Memphis.
Well, how about that?
Everyone's reporting it.
Imani Bates has publicly committed to the University of Memphis. So there you go. The news is out. Congratulations to Penny Hardaway and the Tigers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I'll be updating the top 25 and 1 here momentarily, so check that out later on tonight.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, Cody Toppert, Memphis basketball assistant, is going to join me in the first hour, so we'll have plenty to talk about. Jeff Coggins will be here in the second. Should be fun. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Thank you.
Is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Bet fearlessly on your favorite sports with a risk-free first wager up to $1,000 only at BetMGM. Sign up today using bonus code BETNOW and get in the game with the king of sportsbooks. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use promo code BETNOW to make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Put yourself in the center of the action at BetMGM.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or West Virginia only. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. This is Jeffrey Wright, and you can register using the code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on either the Braves or the Giants, and if either team hits a home run, you'll win. Whether you're raising the stakes on baseball or wagering on your favorite soccer team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy the innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Braves or the Giants and either team hits a home run. It's only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Tom Segura, I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour.
The first time I ever had somebody bully one of my kids, I didn't respond well. My older son walks up to a playground set, and an older kid, meaning four, goes, "You can't play with that. That's mine." And I go, "I'll kick your chest through your back."
Saturday, April 9th, Horseshoe Casino Tunica. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets.
Must be 21 and older to attend events or gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Pizza night's the best night of the week, but adding Papa John's new Parmesan-crusted papadilla for yourself makes it even better. The kids get slices, and you get a crispy Parmesan-covered flatbread. It's like a toasty cheese fireworks show in your mouth. Woo! And the grand finale? The meat and melty cheese folded inside. Get a new Parmesan-crusted papadilla just for you for only $7. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra price.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.